Naomi Krishna Swarupam, then who is Chaitanya? Radha Bhava Dhuti, the luster and the mood, the inner self and the outer expression of Radha and the Krishna, both combined, we find him as Chaitanya now. The outer expression, the apparent size is like Radha. The energy that expresses outwardly to the environment like Radha, searching for Krishna to be united. And the Krishna himself is searching for himself. When influenced by the tendency of Radha, then colored by that, then Krishna himself searching for him. Where is Krishna? This is written by Swarup Damodar. What is the highest conception of Sri Chaitanya Vadar? Who is Chaitanya internally? The Swayam Avatar Chaitanya, that Krishna in the mood of Radha, mood and luster of Radha, we find Krishna. She is the truth, is searching himself. What am I? What am I? Who am I? This is the nature of infinity. And in another places, Vrindavan Das Thakur also, they have given an example like that. Lag boli chali jaye sindhu tari bare, jashir sindhu odhik odhik bare. There is a competition between Nityananda and Chaitanya Dev, Baladev, and the devotional section, representing the devotional section, and the towards whom the devotion is
directed.
Both are infinite. Whole devotee class as a whole is infinite, shakti, potency, and to whom devotion is directed is also infinite. There is a competition. He is serving with infinite hankering, taking the name, I shall finish, try to finish your glory. The Nityananda Prabhu, the devotee, says, I must know you as whole self. But this size is also infinite. As much as his approach can't finish, in this way, both the parties are in competition, the potency and the substance. When both combined, comes with. I have got a shloka in Rivadhama Stotram. I put there the dancing temperament of Mahaprabhu's horse, that dancing as if in madness, that he's simply there, what he has attained. So, in satisfaction he's dancing. Dancing is an emblem of satisfaction. The highest type of dancing is the satisfaction of highest realization. So, madly dancing, he has attained his object. So, that ananda, when in dancing mood, he expressed that I have attained everything. So he is so. And the kirtan is distributing himself to the environment. These two symptoms, in the most intensified way, is proof positive that Mahaprabhu is the ultimate reality. The dancing, showing that he is self-sufficient, and his kirtan is distributing him to the environment. This is his nature dynamic. Atma-bantanam, and the natanam. This shows that Mahaprabhu is ultimate reality. By dancing and chanting about himself in the extreme order, shows, proves his own reality of ultimate stage. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vrigati Radhini Shakti Rasmat Ekatmana Bhavivhubhya Dhiyavhiram Gatavutav. So in Goloka, the finding is this by the Acharya. The two compartments in the highest stage. In one compartment, Krishna is enjoying with his paraphernalia. The another arrangement where they all combined giving his own capital, own wealth to the public, giving himself. Two types of ideal in the ultimate reality. One is enjoying within him, another the distribution of the same enjoyment of the same degree to others. These two compartments in the same level. That is to be shown in that temple. Then Goloka Dham, two compartments, Audharya, Madhurya. Madhurya, where Krishna is playing amongst his own, and the Audharya, when they are distributing it for others. The same thing, same level, the thing of the highest order, being testing and throwing to others. At the same level, that love, highest love of the highest degree. And how gradually, the Swayam Bhagavan, then Swayam Prakash, then Vilas, Vaibhava, Pabhava, and these gradations they had in Krishna also. Krishna when by the side of Radharani, and then when side by the side of a gopi, then he is Prabhava, Prakash. When he is in Mathura, he is Prabhava, Vilas. When he is in Dharuka, Vaibhava, Vilas. In this way, a gradation in Krishna. Then, from Dharuka, next lower position, Ayodhya, Vatsalya. Then, the Narayana. Narayana has got his 14 dedicated self for different, four groups, and the 14 in number. There is that Nrisimha Dishin, and the one Krishna name is also there, Narayana. In this way. Then below that, Shivalok, Mahavishnu Shivalok. Below that, there is Brahmalok. Below that, there is Viraja. Below that, this perverted creation begins. Exploitation. Black marketing. That is to think that this is mine and to try to enjoy. I belong to the highest owner, deviated from that. I own all these things and I want to enjoy. A perverted reflection. And that is from Satyaloka, it is coming down gradually in different stages, these 14 worlds here. 14 planes of enjoyment, exploitation. In this way, it is to be shown cleverly to penetrate into the scientific brain. because you all are leaders encouraging exploitment and ruining them, binding them with reaction. Your Newton says so. Everywhere, reaction. You are the culprits. All culprits. Yeah. You scientists. You are looting glory, but all culprits, black market, agents. To attack them wholesale, to make them foundation. The foundation should be taken under, from out under the pit. To attack them. Swami Maharaj said, remove this fossil conception. Fossil conception of the prime cause. We have to demolish them, pulverize them. So exploitation, renunciation, and then dedication. A degree of dedication, degree of exploitation. And the degree of renunciation also. The Buddhists of the Viroja, renunciation of the type of Viroja, that the bhajya of exploitation. And then the beginning of the foot of education. There is no buffer state between the margin. Margin also two conceptions, near the prakriti exploitation, near the dedication. This is the marginal plane, and that is renunciation. Renunciation, then nothing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hare, Gaur Hare, Gaur Hare, Gaur. We may finish yet today. Sajan Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada. Aisi Bhakti Vedanta Sahana Maharaj ki jai. Srivad Bhakti Vijayat Jajavar Maharaj ki jai. Srivad Akkaranand Maharaj ki jai. Vidya Prakash Maharaj ki jai. Arandya Maharaj, Padvat Maharaj, Adar Maharaj ki jai. Bhakta Bindu ki jai. Hari Ram Sankirtan ki jai. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur.
Just hold on to this mic. It's amazing, you know. This makes a complete new world when you hear it through the mic. It's a complete maya.
What if you put on the headphones?
Yeah. All of a sudden, everything is very different.
Yes.
Just consider now for a second how everything is. Now, don't do anything. So here we are in the new world.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
It's completely maya.
Yeah. It's completely
different, absolutely different. Like going into another room.
Yeah, because you receive it from somewhere else, not through your own ears. It comes from another room. It comes from actually another place, you know?
Mm-hmm. Now it's...
Well, I think there's plenty of recordings.
Your questions will go to Akrani Maharaj.
Okay. I have one question. I was wondering if you might explain to us something about transcendental sound and how that can be recognized and perceived.
How to recognize the sun?
Transcendental sound.
Sound.
How to recognize the sun?
No.
Sound.
My question. How to recognize the sun, that it is sun? Atma parijnanamayo vivado jastiti nastiti vidato. The sound will say that I am transcendental. And this is mundane. Light says that I am light and else other than myself is darkness. Mm. So, the capacity is there to make us understand the peculiar, special and unprecedented nature. And something else about which you have no experience so far. That will say. Everything transcendental is of such nature that they will make them understand, at the same time they will make understand about the value of non-them, that is mundane. I have the initiative on that side to differentiate. Differentiate lies there. And we are to be astonished. What sort of, is this new experience that not ever found? What is this? Very charming. Mara Swayamanu, Madhura Dhuti Mandalamanu, Madhurja Mevanu Mano Nayana Amritamanu, Vini Majomi Nu, Mejivita Vallakho Nu, Krishnoyam Abhudayati Mamadu Chanaya. Mara Swayamanu Kandatpa Kipi. The most charming ever known in this mundane world. Is it? Is it that very thing which attracts us most here? Maharashtra? No, it is not like that. Madhura Dhuti Mandalam, this is not mass of matter. But this is, I find, light concentrated and showing the picture of matter. Concentrated light and very sweet light. Light means knowledge, chetan, consciousness. Consciousness condensed and mixed with sweetness. It is not this worldly cupid. Madhura Dhuti Mandalam, Madhurja Mevanam. Oh, what we have heard, sweetness personified. We find it like that. So much condensed. And with some personal characteristic, I find this light mass light, sweetness, and the personal conception is here. It is not in that. But it can take initiative. Existence, superb, then the plane in which I exist. What is this? As if my eyes are not getting tired to see it, so dazzling sweetness. But it is more like ointment helping my eyesight, improving my eyesight. And my eye cannot come back from its connection. The nectar to my eye, eye nectar, and I realize this. Nayanamata, Brahmin Majuna, oh, what is this? As if I am a guru, and that sweetness personified is alluring me by rubbing, by pressing my beni. The girl has got beni. It is alluring me by touching, by pressing my beni. What is this? Beni Majumi. And I am converted into a girl. Majumi is also selfish. And she is capturing me in this way. Vajivitavallabhunu. Oh, he is my master and the friend of my whole life. I am given shelter under his sweet guardianship permanently. Gaurhari Bol, Billavanga, realize it. Gradual realization of that reality, that sound. Of the root and sound exercises, you have a conception of figure, then gradually the development and the ultimate arrival into the most favorite camp, most the sweet camp of his shelter, his shelter, accepted. So that is the subjective side, and we are objective there. The responsibility is that side, in that side. To make him known or unknown. Our attempt is of the negative nature. We should keep it in our mind always. When we are going to deal with that thing, at this point we should never forget. So, the Gani Prasa, the hammer, our attempt to know him, that has been hammered. Gani Prasa Mudapasya. No subject we can be to make him object. But when he comes to make him object, making us subject, at his place which will, pleasure, then it is possible to have a sight, scent, everything. It is all dependent there. In every aspect, he holds the superior position. We are going to negotiate with the transcendental, supernatural, the higher entity in all aspects, and we are lower in all aspects. So the connection in Delhi, Riyadh, and uncertain. If you have, you want to cast yourself to seek the fortune in this uncertain sphere, come forward. Otherwise, don't worry. So, and if you come at all, who can come? Who has finished their own prospects here? Janma Mrityu Jarabhyadi. The plane of exploitation and renunciation, both have been rejected by the Sukriti gathered previously. Then they will venture to offer themselves at the mercy of this knowledge. Let us try a grumbling. Let us try if we can come in the favorable in the consideration of the high realm. And they have found out the Vaishnavas, the benevolent section of the servant. They have devised some ways, means, path, that is, improving the negative side. If you have to do something, like to do something, that is, by improving your negative side, Saranagati. Dino, Yes. Dandamatmanivedam guptitvavaram. They have devised some method of negative nature. In this way you can only try to invite his attention towards you. But no active part. All to improve the passive side. So as to draw his attention, he is all in all. He can accept, he can reject. But only to draw his attention, you may try to your Lord in this way, representing your negative aspect, that you are the most needy, you are unsatisfied with anything, any achievement of this plane, both exploitation and renunciation. You don't find any prospect or any pleasure there. So you have running after some phantasmagoria, as this aimlessly you are roaming hither, thither, only with the concentrated prayer that I want association of any higher substance about which we have heard, but not any experience. We hear from time to time agents come from that land and say that they are happily living there. This is our connection, but I don't see any chance of entering that domain. So, disappointment, Dean Canal, no taste for this world. And only want something else in this way. And then the agent connection, then the recommended formula or program, and then if we risk ourselves to go to that uncertain position, whose dealings with us, not any conditional, not under any law, but whimsical and autocratic. Any moment may reject, and may do also. Uncertain, all uncertain. Will you go, will you, are you ready to risk your fortune for that thing? In this way. Yes, like Chataka, the bird, peculiar, particular bird. It never takes any water. How many, how much inundated the country with water, but only a drop from the sky. Virajaya mai dandam dina bandhu dayam ba. With this sort of attitude, you can make or mar. You can kill or save. But I have no other alternative but to pray for a drop from the sky. So many waters all around. No, it is not for me. It is not for me. I have no taste, no spirit. It is like poison to me. I am only waiting, if necessary, for the whole life for a drop. Otherwise, but instead of giving a drop, a thunder may come and efface me from the whole. The whole existence may be finished, but still I have no other alternative but asking for a drop to quench myself, my Lord, from upward. This has been recommended to us. This is by Rupa Goswami and the Mahaprabhu asked Vishwa Padavatan Pinastuva Adarsanan Madmohatan Karutuva. Yathā-tathā-bhā-vidadhā-tulam-patu mat-prāna-nāthustu-sarīva-nāpara. He has got many things to attend, he is so busy. But I have got no other alternative but only single aim to get a drop of his grace. He is busy in many crores of engagements he has got. A negligible part. Like an imaginary point I am in his consideration. Still, but I have no other alternative but his grace. This will be the attitude, and when that will come, that will make me known. As our Guru Maharaj told, that taken from the dungeon, dark in prison house, and possibly see the sun, no light necessary. Not with the help of the light you will see things. The sun will show the world, you and everything, and the sun. Sun will be seen by his own light, sun will show you and the environment. It is like that. So, he will make himself known to us. And it is not that we shall distinguish, discriminate. It's not a part of this knowing world of experience that with the help of the any other thing we shall calculate and find out the result in like mathematics, not like that. By mathematical calculation we cannot reach there. The brain, the experience cannot produce it. A novel experience, and it is unique. And every time unique. Every second, Navanavayama. Not stale, not stagnant. Every time, every second, new. Again, new. Navanavayama. Never become still. Vichakkhana kari chekite chahile, sudden flash. And whenever I am ready to see it again, nowhere. Vichakkhana kari dekhite chahile hoy aankhi agochar. Whenever I am attentive, Ramananda says, যেকার ব্যাপার স্বপনে দেখিনি বংশী বদনে সেই কালে আইদ দুই পাইলি আনন্দ আর মদন হরি নিল মোর মন দেখিতে না পাইনু নেত্র ভরি ইন দ্য ড্রিম আই গেট হিজ দর্শন আই কুড সার্চ সি হিম টু এনি অ্যাপ্রোচড অ্যান্ড ফিনিশড মাই কন্ট connection, disconnected. Who are they to Ananda or Madan? Madhur rasa. So, some sort of high feeling of service to him and also the ecstatic mood. They attacked me suddenly in such a way that I was disconnected with that sight whatsoever. And now I repent. No jodi kono khon karai Krishna darshan tabe sei khon ghati phol Riyamanila chandan nanadubbo abharan alankrita korimu sakal. Now I have come to a new sense. If a second chance I get of such vision, then my duty should be to, without attending him, to serve the time, that moment, that I can. I can make the moment to remain here sometime more. I shall worship the time, that second when that vision will come. So ignoring him, keeping him in the background, I shall directly connect with the moment. That moment will be satisfied and it will stand. And so necessarily he will have to stand. Ramananda, I say like that. The basis, the foundation. If I put my mark towards him, he will vanish. But the foundation towards the legs, towards the holy feet, towards the lower position, I shall try to engage myself, and thereby there may be possibility of his standing on that platform. Dasyayame rasastu rasastu ne satyam, sakhayame namastu namastu muttam. I won't try to climb up to see him from the same platform. But I shall rather try to the foundation, to make friendship, intimacy with the very foundation on which he Sohapar, he he dazzles or something like he appears, on which he appears, the foundation, the devotees, the guru, the dhamma. I shall put my attention and from the background he will come to embrace me, to to swallow me. And my attention would be, this is the secret of having his darshan, to keep him in my connection. That's not upward, but towards the Lord. Gaudhari. Neither to be equal, no question of being superior, but always towards downwards. If any connection, any time, then the clue of success, of maintaining our connection with him, to be ascending towards the feet, holy feet, downward, the foundation. Then he would show me, and I shall perceive. But direct, if I cast a glance, face to face, finished. This is the secret given by the devotees to us for his connection. This should be the relation of the negative and the positive. Comes us to the mind. The science. This is the science of devotion. Always go. You are thinking yourself mean. And on the background you will find him. Go to